They do have to be somebody who's been through a cancer diagnosis, is wanting to take part, and they would need to be overweight and wanting to get fit. That's really the criteria for enrolment. And within a certain age, obviously this is for people who are over 18. People struggle with their weight after a cancer diagnosis. It's particularly problematic for a number of reasons. And, you know, people find that very hard to lose that weight, and that's very understandable. So really anybody who's overweight, we're wanting to try to help them to help themselves, basically, by enrolling on this study.
Is there an optimum stage of treatment you want people to be at? If someone has been a survivor for 10 plus years, would that be too late to be taking part in this particular programme?
No, that's not an exclusion criteria. The only exclusion criteria we have is that they're through acute treatment. So really you want people to be through, you know, their surgery, their chemotherapy and the radiotherapy, and that's just so that they can actually enrol and engage with us, because, you know, if we are advocating some sort of lifestyle or dietary intervention, you know, that's not really appropriate if you're not feeling terribly well going through the more acute side of treatment. So it's fine to be out the other side of that. The hormone treatments are fine because they're usually long-term treatments and they usually don't make people feel particularly unwell.